Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Monk Dubiel. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Chambers. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cliff Chambers. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Westlake moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Dubiel reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dubiel moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dubiel bunts towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dubiel for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chambers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dubiel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. Dubiel moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Dubiel moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dubiel scores. Jeffcoat scores. Borkowski moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frank Barrett now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tom Saffel pinch hits for Frank Barrett. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Walsh now pitching. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-3 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Borkowski, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Westlake strikes out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Pirates. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow pinch hits for Monk Dubiel. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.